Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 28 November 2023. It's hard to believe that less than a year from now, we will have had another selection. I wish I could say election, but I don't believe that any longer. People say, well, are you telling us not to vote? No, I would never tell you that. Never, ever tell you that. Although I think more and more, the older I get, it's just a wishing and a hoping type thing. We know that so many things went wrong from different elections. Who do you trust? How do you trust them? But anyway, that's not the topic tonight. That's not our topic at all tonight. Before getting further, though, don't forget that tonight and tomorrow night, and we'll also do Thursdays, our last couple, 3 days of our special for the month. Folks, this is a giveaway gift. And I want to say, I never thought about this before, but if you give gifts for any reason, if you have someone who really hungers for the truth and the rightness and righteousness of God's word, who's seeking answers for what happened in the world, what the future holds, this month's offering both together again, the three books, especially the one, the Grand Design Exposed, the one Saved, Always Saved, there's two other books, and then the seven or eight other items you get with the special, $55 for all of it. It's a box full of material. If you have someone who literally loves the truth and not afraid to study to see the truth, a fantastic gift of love. And I mean that. I sincerely mean that. I don't know what else to say. I know for a fact that most folks do not want to hear the truth because it upsets their apple cart. I know that. Tonight's program is going to be one of them probably. It upset my cart for a few years. What I'm going to teach you tonight really bothered me for a while until I finally took time to quit arguing with the scriptures and history, accepted the facts, and then I could see through the facade and lies I've been taught most of my life with the dispensationalism that was taught in most churches. But nonetheless, it's available if you want it, $55. You can call, or if you just want the books, Lisa has a price on that. If you just want the grab bag, Lisa has a price on that also. Just call Lisa and tell her what you want at 800-777-4403. Or you can call if you have long distance. You save us money, folks, if you'll call the toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'll get you into Lisa tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take orders, whatever, or you can wait and call us Thursday when Chris will be here and Lord will not be here. And we can take it from there. And we hope and I pray that you folks will take this evangelist deal for yourselves and your family and friends. I truly, truly mean that. I truly, really do. I had a special prayer question tonight for a gentleman that used to cut up a lot of meat for my wife and I years ago. Her name is Charlie. His wife is very ill, very ill. And Charlie asked that I put would mention him and his wife in prayer. And Sandy is her name. Her name is Sandy. Sandy's in serious condition, and I don't know that she knows the Lord. And that's really got me concerned. So please, if you would, pray for Sandy, for healing according to our Father's will, but mostly that someone, if she's not ready to leave this world, that somehow or another our Father will send someone that she would listen to understand by salvation through Christ our Lord. Well, the most important thing in the world, folks, is your soul. More important than anything in the world, in the whole world combined. Keep that in mind, okay? Tonight I'm going to share information that I've done something before, but I felt led to do this again, so I'm going to do it. And sometimes I ask myself, any use to even try to share some truth? And I have to go back and think whenever I was being deceived, and finally when I come to the light of the truth, yes, there is some use to sharing the truth because some people may receive it one day. I grew up in Christ in a Baptist church, American Baptist for a while. I tried the Pentecostal church for a while. I did. Preached some in a Nazarene church. Ended up pastoring a total of 7 years in two different churches. In a Free Will Baptist for a total of 14 years of pastor, I guess, in two different churches. They were the closest I could find in Scripture, but there were still a lot of things there that I didn't understand, and I grew into knowing, and when I tried to express it in the churches, it was not well received. I was taught on a great scale of dispensationalism. Oh, yeah, and I'm not belittling folks that taught that, because I do believe, many of them sincerely believe in that the dispensationalist ideas. But I can see fallacies all through it now. And I believe that all things are taught during dispensationalism, especially the rapture theory that's still being taught in most Baptist churches today. But that's not topic tonight either. But one of the things that I learned during the dispensationalist idea was the teachings about the nation we call Israel, which, by the way, is a misnomer. But nonetheless, the nation we call Israel today. I was taught that they were literally the chosen people of God, and they could do no wrong. And that those that blessed them would bless themselves, and those that cursed them would curse themselves. Well, I'm not going to get into that a lot tonight either, but I would ask you this question. Since 1948, has America become a better, more godly nation, or is it going to hell over the last 75 years? You tell me. You tell me. Have we gotten closer to God and grown and prospered in Christ, or have we ended up being cursed by God Almighty? And we've supported Israel basically 100%. Ever since it was established after World War I and World War II was brought forth. And on tonight, I am not. I know there's no point in saying this. People are not going to believe me anyway. But I'm not bashing anyone. I'm sharing the truth. I am not anti-Palestinian or anti-Israel. I am not. But it's time, folks, as mature adults, if we're mature in Christ or want to be mature in Christ, that we pay attention to the truth and build on the truth and not on what we've been taught in our lives that it always sounded right, looked good, smelled good, tasted good, but it was wrong. If I had not gotten involved in the Word of God and looking deeper in the truths, listening to men and men who taught me words that I didn't understand and didn't know that I believed, if I hadn't sought out the truth, I'd probably still been pastoring a Free Will Baptist church somewhere. Wouldn't have had all the headaches and heartaches I have by being on worldwide radio. Wouldn't have had men causing problems for my family because I had a gentleman on a month or so ago who was arrested in Montana for carrying a cross through Montana. And somebody that hates that guy has caused problems, tried to cause problems in our family. Yeah, I'm serious, folks. I could tell you these things. And one poor guy, I think from Georgia, named Randy, I think from Georgia, Florida, poor Randy is bitter and full of hatred because he sees what's happening in the country, and I'm not doing enough right to stop it, and nobody else is either. And those are things you face. Those are the things that you run into when you stand up for the truth, the Word of God, as best you can in a world that is full of confusion. And that can lead to bitterness and hatefulness. So what I'm doing tonight is not trying to raise up any anger. Only if you would you take time to think a little bit. And if you don't agree with what I'm saying, that's perfectly fine. I don't expect you to agree with what I'm saying. If you question it, search out the truth for yourself. I did the same thing. It took me 4 years to understand Christmas and what Christmas was all about. 4 years, maybe a little longer. And it's still hard sometimes because people think I'm crazy because I don't observe the pagan holidays. So don't be frustrated with me or nor with yourself. If you look for the truth and you begin to see what's going on, be patient with yourself. Grow in knowledge and truth. And glorify our Father when you do it, okay? So I'm hoping this will bring some glory to our Father in heaven and open people's eyes to the truth of some things on how Satan deceives the nations, how he deceives nations and causes turmoil among the peoples of this world. And certainly, there are no true faiths. There's lots of religions, folks. There are lots of religions all over this world. Man, we can name dozens and dozens of religions. There's only one true faith, one true belief, and that's in Jesus Christ, the eternal living Son of God who died on the cross for our sins, who's paid the price for our salvation. Well, works are not needed to be born again, as most other religions teach. Most religions I talk about and have reviewed, all of them, including Catholicism, teaches works in order to hope to be saved. Now, how do I know that? Folks, I've met with some of the leaders, we'll say the Catholic Church. I remember Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's dad. Hutton Gibson was a man who wrote a book entitled, I'm trying to get the name of it, Is a Pope Catholic? And then he said, no, he wasn't Catholic. But anyway, he studied Catholicism very well. But they never had a peace in Christ, but only a hope that they can make it. And that what they did may earn them less time in purgatory. And this is not topic tonight either. I'm just making a comparison here. I had a doctor one time named Ronald, a very nice man. Saved my life when I had a shooting accident one time. But he came out of the Hindu faith, who believed that they would be reincarnated to a higher life form until they become a god themselves. Much like the Mormons believe that one day they'll be gods. So you see, folks, when I'm talking about these things, I have studied these things. I'm a slow learner, but I'm not lazy. I can learn. So what we're seeing today in the world today, there's not time maybe necessarily to choose side because there's really no right side to this. It has to happen in order to fulfill prophecy. Now, some of y'all might know a fella who was a Mason back during the war between the states. And he was a leading Mason, I think, on the Scottish Rite. And he was also a general for a while in the Confederate Army until he was kicked out. His name was Albert Pike. Y'all maybe heard of Albert Pike. I'm going to read a statement he made 175 years ago or thereabouts. Listen very carefully to what it says. Up until this time, there had not been a world war. There had not been a world war up until this time. He said, though, but in this statement, a third world war will occur between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Would you believe that the word anti-Semite was used about the first time about 1880, so not long after the war between the states? He said to be a World War III. How do you know that? World War I, World War II had not occurred yet. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. Now, I've heard talk show hosts call what I'm saying now fear porn. And I'm not sharing fear porn. I'm sharing facts and truth. There will be a World War III. Oh, I'm sure of that. There's World War I, World War II. We can deny this all we like and say we can call it what we want to. But, folks, I'm not being picky here. I'm not at all trying to be hateful with anybody. I'm just saying my job is to teach the truth and pray some people will listen to the truth and prepare themselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for what's happening in this country and around this world. We may not live to see this World War III. So I'm not spreading any kind of fear. I'm telling the truth. When someone like Albert Pike, somehow or another, gets a revelation, if you will, about the Third War and where it's going to start and how it's going to start and who's going to be between, I think probably it's worth listening to what he's saying. Not because he's a godly man, far, far, far from that. But because he's seen something that many people still don't see today. And that in itself is something that we need to consider. Why is the church so blinded? I was. I truly was. You know, I have no bias against anybody. I don't care who it is. I don't have a problem with Hispanics. I don't have a problem with Muslims. Or true Israelites, or any of them. I have no problem with this at all. None. I don't agree with what they believe in, maybe their religious beliefs, because I'm convinced there's only one way, and that's through Christ our Lord. And I love to witness to them and tell them about that, but most places will not welcome people in who do or do not go along with their religious beliefs. So we have to understand, folks, that Christ himself faced this prejudice, if you will, when he walked the earth. Now think about this a minute. Who were the ones that attacked Christ? Now let's not call them Jews as we call them Jews today. This is not about Judaism or Judea. It's nothing to do with the Jews. Nothing to do with the Jews. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But the ones who attacked Christ, my friends, if you read the Bible, the ones that attacked him the hardest were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, whose ancestors, back when they were enslaved in Babylon, in the Babylonian world system in Babylon, they wrote new scriptures, if you want to call it that, new laws and new rules to follow, and instead they wrote to glorify God. They wrote new laws, new rules. They wrote something called the Talmud, the Talmudic text, not the Torah, true Jews. The true Jews follow the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. The fake Jews follow the Talmud. These so-called Jews, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, were Talmudic teachers, if you will, rabbis. They were false prophets. They were liars. They were hypocrites. Christ called them this. They were vipers. They were whitewashed sepulchres full of dead man's bones. That's not my words. That's Christ's words. You have to understand, you got to divide this, folks, between those who are truly of the Judea, the Judeans, who believe in the Torah. The fake Jews believe in the Talmud. Now, I'm not going to take time to read all this to you. I don't think I should have to, but I'm going to, just a part of it. In Revelation chapter 2, we're told about these people in the last days. I said we're told about these people to be here in the last days. Revelation 2:9, I'm sorry, let's start reading verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in that and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know that the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now these are not Jews. Quit blaming the Jews. They're the Zionists, the fake Jews. And in the same exact same verse, in chapter 3, we read again at verse 8, down to verse 9. I know thou works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not deny my name. Behold, I will make them that of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and know that I have loved thee. So let's get this idea that true Judaism is Zionism. They're not. They are not. And the Jews are not Semites. The Jews, the Zionists, I should say, the Zionists are not true Semites. They are not Semites. This is not my opinion. This is written by a Jew himself, a real Jew, named Irvin Barinsky. He wrote an open letter about this topic of Semites. Now listen, this is very important, folks. He said, Jews are not Semites. Genetic tests have proven that they are in no way related to the Arab people who are true Semites. Jews have been found to be related to the Turkish and his Asiatic Mongol peoples. So these are not the true Jews. Understand that. He also said, it is time to remove the word anti-Semite from our language. The proper word to describe people who dislike or hate Jews is anti-Jewish. I'm not anti-Jewish if they follow the Torah. They may not believe in Christ. They may hate us to teach Christ, but they're not Zionists necessarily. Now, let me tell you what can make you a Zionist or an anti-Semite today. But the word anti-Semite is not anti-Jewish. The word Semite comes from Shemite, S-H-E-M-I-T-E, after the son of Noah, Shem. The Arabic people are from the lineage of Shem, that was shortened to Semite, Semitic. It could be called Shemitic. About 43 different languages, all related, are Semitic languages. So when you call somebody an anti-Shemite or anti-Semite, you're talking about the Arab people. These people call themselves Jews today are not Semites. They're fake. Just like the Word of God just said, I read it to you very carefully and very slowly. There's nothing to argue about this, folks. Nothing to discuss or argue about. I've told you the truth. Now, you do with it as you please. And by the way, please excuse my voice. It comes and goes a little bit. I can't do anything about that. But if you are in a position to stand for things today in this country that you know should be allowed and be done, you automatically call an anti-Semite. Let me just ask you this. Do you support prayer and Bible reading in schools? If you do, you're an anti-Semite, anti-Shemite. Uh-huh. Do you believe that America was founded as a Christian nation? If you are, then you're an anti-Shemite in the eyes of the Zionist. Do you believe that both communism and Zionism are Marxist movements? And folks, that's been proven during the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 and beyond that. Yes. But if you believe that, you're anti-Semite. Do you oppose making Holocaust denial a crime? I'm not saying the Holocaust didn't happen. But if you say it didn't, you'll be a criminal in the eyes of an anti-Semite. Do you see a pattern here? I am not picking sides in a war right now taking place in Gaza and Israel. So the nation we call Israel, which is a misnomer. The name Israel means to work with God, strive with God. It was the name of a people, not a nation. But nonetheless, the name of a man, not a nation. But nonetheless, we've been deceived into this battle, choosing sides on false pretenses without knowing the facts. I'll make this point, and I'll go back to some more questions here. How many of y'all honestly believe that when the Palestinians crossed the border last month, that they come across and totally surprise the government of Israel? How many of y'all think that they really snuck across? No one knew they were coming. No one planned. No one. Everyone just, you know, they're taken totally by surprise. How many of y'all really believe that? The Philistines knew better than that. They knew they were being allowed in. They knew this was going to be a job they had to do to cause what's happening right now. Do you not believe that the world powers want war? As Pike said, do you not think the world powers want war between the Israelites, we'll call them Israelites, the Zionists and the Philistines, to cause a world to erupt, maybe to World War III? Do you not think that's even possible? Of course Israel knew it was going to happen. And the Philistines knew it was going to happen also. That was allowed to happen to cause this war. Who's truly behind it? Well, we know that both sides are active in it. Both sides knew it in advance. Both sides planned this. So I'm not choosing sides on who's right and wrong necessarily. I'm saying this is leading to a World War III, perhaps. Maybe not this time. Maybe not the next time. But it's coming. Now back to the question. Another question. Do you oppose more anti-hate laws to silence whites, Caucasian people? If you do, you're an anti-Semite. Do you see what I'm asking? Do you understand the questions I've asked you? Do you understand what I'm trying to make, the point I'm trying to make? Zionism is not Judaism. The Zionist cause is a dark reversal of the real destiny of Israel. This is what it's all about. Excuse me again for the voice coming and going. But this was a plan to bring the world to blows in this so-called Third World War that people will say that you shouldn't talk about. But folks, we're seeing this come about just as the Bible prophesied would happen. So it's nothing that I'm foretelling in the sense. I'm bringing forth the Word of God. If Scriptures tell us that these people are not real Jews, do we believe what the church says that's been deceived, or do you believe what the Bible says? You figure it out. Back at the break. Take the phone call the next half hour, 844-769-2944.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And again, I must apologize for my voice. I can't help it. It's some kind of little bit of chest cold, perhaps, that we're trying to come up, get over it. And I don't feel that bad. Just my voice sometimes comes and goes. And that's just the way it is. And the phone line's open, like I said, 844-769-2944. Now, I've got this list I'm putting on the night. And then I'm putting this topic to bed as far as I'm concerned on this radio show. Somebody has any questions, ask me later. That's fine. I'll try to answer them. But after I went through all these facts and all this truth, I'm not going to go through this again on this radio broadcast. There's no point in it. No point in it at all. Because if you can see what I've said by now and understand what's going on from Scripture and history, then I don't know what I can do to change your mind or help you understand any more than that. You know more now than what I did when I was first told the truth about this. And I learned enough without even with half of what I know now, I knew I was wrong, so I changed. Now that I study him deeper, I find out how, you know, that I was even that I was really wrong. There's been different issues on this one topic alone. So these are the things that we have to understand Scripture and why things are happening. I am not here to do anything except tell the truth and maybe by the grace of God, glorify him first and edify those out there that want the truth. You know, folks, there are words that have been used for a while now to try to quell, if you will, the thoughts of people that disagree with other people. The word anti-Semite started back to the 1880s. Racism didn't start until, I think, the 1920s. if you oppose anything that you think the blacks should be paid reparations, perhaps, or if you understand the Southern cause was right in a lot of different periods, you become a racist then. We, as believers in Christ, have got to overcome this fear of being labeled. Truly, we should. I mean, they said our Savior was insane. They said he beside himself. He said he was a madman. They called him a bastard. They labeled him. They labeled his followers as fanatics or zealots, if you will. Why are we afraid to be labeled because we tell the truth? I don't like confrontation. I never have. I do everything in my power to work things out with people in a way that will help us both understand and leave an idea that we still love one another and are friends. But there comes a time when separation has to happen. The word anti-Semite and the word racist had become a weapon of the other side to bring us down. It's like homophobe or whatever you want to use, the word you want to use. It's a label to try to quiet those who stand for the truth. Instead of wearing it like instead of trying to avoid it like some kind of shameful label, we should wear it with pride. When they accuse you falsely for the cause of Christ, you should not be ashamed of that. But where is a badge of honor that you're worthy to be criticized for standing for the truth? I can't believe the phone lines are quiet tonight, but they are, and that's fine. I can talk another half hour just fine. 844-769-2944. But let's just get over the point and the fact that we're afraid of the truth. Let's you and I, as believers in Christ, that are mature in Christ, I should say, that in Christ that are willing to take the truth and work with it, let us get over the fact that people are not going to like us for telling the truth. Let's not get involved in telling the truth in any kind of hate or any kind of way that would necessarily cause harm to people. But let's not be ashamed of the truth nonetheless. Let's stand on the truth and have the love of God, tell truth, to try to teach others, and maybe by the grace of God, change the mind of all those who have been deceived. That was what Christ come for. He come to open the eyes of those who have been deceived for so long by the false prophets, the Pharisees and Sadducees. That's why he got in trouble. They'd written new laws, new rules in their Talmud. And Christ said, you made the laws of God none effect by your customs. We've all done that. We've all done that. So understand, folks, this is not something that we're doing out of hate. No, I'm not even angry at anybody. Not even a little bit. If I get angry at everybody else because they made mistakes, I'd be mad at myself all the time. Because every day I grow in Christ, I realize I shouldn't have saw this years ago, but I didn't. So if I was angry because somebody didn't see something or can't see something yet, then I'd be nothing but a hypocrite. I would never attack somebody because you don't understand something. I will share the truth with them and then move on. So let's quit calling these Zionist Jews. I know that's a word people use all the time, and I understand where they're coming from, perhaps. But true Jews, the true followers of the we'll say the Jewish faith, if you want to call it that, are the first five books of the Bible. They may not accept Christ as their Savior, and they may hate us because they preach it, but they're not necessarily Zionists. Zionists are the ones that want to rule the world and call us the cattle, if you will, the goyim. They think they're the chosen race that's going to rule the world. And it's causing war and conflict between the Muslims and them. And again, I'm not picking sides. I'm just telling it like it is. This is Bible. This is happening. It's causing conflict between believers in Christ and other factions too, folks. True believers in Christ cannot go along with baby killing and pornography and sexual deviancy. It's causing confrontation there. It has to. So let's not get involved in name calling in a way of spitting out somebody's name like it's dung. Let's call it what it is. A false religion that is not of Israel. It is not of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. It's of a false teaching that's been brought forth in the last days. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
Now then, if you're Albert Pike, you talk about here, won't you?
Uh-huh.
Now, what tribe does that guy belong to?
I would say probably. I have no idea for sure.
It's a book by Charles Wiseman.
Okay.
Called Who Is Esau Edom Today? So you have to be very careful by vermin like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Well, we know that we know there are evil people out there even from Israel itself. The real Israel are full of evil people that are teaching falsehoods. Pike was a Mason. I mean, he was a head. What was he? The head of the Scottish Rite? I believe it was, wasn't he?
He's not really the founder, but he's John Morals or Dogma.
I've read that. I know he was one of the head guys.
Yeah,
he's one of the head guys of it.
And he's still a traitor in my book.
Oh, he was a traitor.
Selling out the South.
Yep, he was a traitor. That's why he kicked out the military.
That's why he should have died horribly, but they got always monuments of him over there in D.C.
Oh, I know. I realize that, and that's sad, but they're tearing down Lee and Washington and others, left him up. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But wrong.
Oh, it is. It is. And Pike talked about World War III 170 years ago. How would you know about that? That's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, let's say he probably already knew about the protocols of Larry Elder Design way before they put it out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good possibility. Good possibility.
Now, here's the thing. What tribe was, what's that one guy who tried to kill? Esther's uncle. What tribe was he?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
You mean Esther's uncle?
Oh, Esther, yeah, okay. Yeah, Probably the same one you mentioned before, although I don't know that, but probably the same one you mentioned before, I'd say.
It's another Edomite.
Yeah.
That's why she got hung.
Yeah,
all
these people have been put there for a reason. All of them put there for a reason. And all of them put there to glorify our God, inevitably. And Mick, I got to get some run out of time and calls are coming in, but thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And folks, these are things that you have to look at and weigh out. I don't understand all the ins and outs of all this. I don't. I truly don't. I don't know why God hated Esau. I really don't know. I don't know. If you find your Bible, let me know. I don't know why. I had no idea. I'm confessing to you that I don't know these things. But I do know this. Our God put in his word for us to learn from. And I'm not ashamed of that at all. Let's be mature in Christ and stand and learn the truth. Let's go next to our sister Carolyn in Washington State. Come on in, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. So glad to hear you talking about this. I go back to, I think all these nations are in cahoots. I think it's the New World Order underlying all of this.
It is.
Is there any way you can tie together the UN and us and was a plan? It all seems planned. We're to lose. Then we have the BRICS and the Pope that wants Jerusalem and Russia playing their part. China and Noahide laws. The whole thing. I feel like they're all in cahoots somehow, and I can't quite put my finger on how it's going to all come down biblically.
Well, I,
and I need
can't...
a little more clarification on exactly what Zionism is, please.
Well, Zionism is a false religion written during the Babylonian Empire. The Talmud is a book. It's a false religion that declared
so
that
Zionism is the Talmud.
Yeah, it's it's Talmud. The Talmudism is the book of the Zionists. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And you need to read that book to understand how evil that is. But nonetheless, this is was planned many, many years ago. Of course, it's prophesied in the scriptures. And you're right, they want to take down the independent nations of the world and combine them into one. Of course, that's what we call the New World Order. But the architect of all this is Satan himself. Now, our father.
Absolutely, yeah, they all worship him.
Oh, yeah. And our father knew it was going to happen. He told him where it's going to happen. So it is like it's not surprising God Almighty or Savior. It's not surprising him it happened. He prophesied it. But understand that Satan has his kingdom, just like God has his kingdom. And there are generals and colonels and captains, so to speak, in both kingdoms. And Satan has to have his own kingdom. And his kingdom is the world that we call the New World Order. And the elite that want to run this world. Those are his kingdoms, his subjects, and his generals that want to run the world.
Under the seven Noahide laws?
Now, that's definitely part of it. That's definitely part of it. But that they're the ones who brought in the UN and all the other, we'll call them leagues of the world, to unite the nations. And everybody thought it was going to be to bring peace. No, it's bringing in the New World Order, if you will, or the beast system, and it's working.
So when people say, bless Israel, if you want blessings, don't curse them, that's in the Old Testament. Do you just say to them that's Old Testament and passé, or how do you explain that? Because they really love that one.
Well, it says pray for Jerusalem, for the peace in Jerusalem, okay?
Pray for everybody, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. But the Jerusalem in Israel days, not the Jerusalem in the Bible. What does the Revelation say about the new Jerusalem Christ is coming, bringing down with him?
He'll bring it down for
That's right. That's right. When he sets up his kingdom on earth, he'll bring the new Jerusalem down with him. It's not the Jerusalem we call Jerusalem Israel right now.
Okay. Thank you. That
You're welcome.
That clarifies it a bit. I'll
All
get
right,
off the phone
All right.
For
thanks,
you.
Carl. Appreciate it. Thanks very much for the call. All right, let's go to Ohio and talk to Bruce. Bruce, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello. You're giving a great message, man. You're a bold man. But in Galatians 3:28 and 29, the Bible says there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. And if you be in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed.
Right.
The true Jews are you're God's holy church, holy remnant. In Romans 2:28-29, it says he is not a Jew that's one outwardly, but he is a Jew that's one inwardly, and the circumcision is of the heart, not of the flesh. So, true Jews are the people who follow the Lord Jesus.
It's not complicated, is it? It's not complicated.
Yeah. As far as Albert Pike, you didn't finish the end of that. This war is designed to bring about a one-world apostate religion. He said it would destroy both and bring in the one-world order into Lucifer, who he worshipped by name. And morals and dogma,
yes.
He made a statement, Lucifer is God, doubt it not. He was Grandmaster Freemasonry for about 30 years in the 1800s, and very powerful man, and worshipped Lucifer by name. I believe that's how he got a communication, like a dream or something from Lucifer to show him the future. He predicted World War I and World War II to a T. Talked about communism and Nazism in 1880 when he was,
he
was living.
Yes.
And
it's amazing. It's amazing how that even Satan used him, but our God, who's in charge of all things, allowed this to be brought forth that we could today know this truth.
Yep. And I believe this thing that's heading out with Israel and Palestine is going to expand to Syria, Iraq, Iran. We're going to be involved, and it's going to get crazy. It's going to cause worldwide financial collapse and bring about the time of the end, I believe.
I think it's a very good chance. I think a very good chance. I do believe it could very well happen. I can't say for sure, Bruce, but I think it very well could happen because this are expanding. This is causing division all over the world.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be used to usher in the false Messiah. I think eventually they're going to build some type of temple there in Jerusalem. He's going to go in there and the whole world is going to worship him as God. He's going to have wonderful miracles, put on a worldwide magic show, and I believe this is where it's all headed for the end times. The abomination of desolation there in the Holy Land and in Jerusalem. But,
I don't understand. Go ahead.
I believe Daniel chapter 8 predicts a lot of this stuff.
Oh, it does. It does. It does.
It
does.
Angel Gabriel.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, the angel Gabriel told him three times the visions for the time of the end. It's not talking about Alexander the Great. Something happened over 2,000 years ago. It might have been historic. A lot of these prophecies have dual applications, like historical
and then
an end time. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 12, 4, and 9, it says your prophecies are sealed up and kept secret till the time of the end. Some of these prophecies aren't going to be understood correctly till the time comes. And I believe Daniel 8 is one of them. And
I think it's about
to be fulfilled before your very eyes. But this coming wars and the hatred between groups is designed to bring about a one-world false religion. And, like you said before, Christ is the only way. If you stand for that, once this thing is set up, you're going to be accused of a hate crime, and they're going to come and get you. But
absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of courage to stand for Christ once they set all this stuff up.
I'll say this, and I'll have to let you go another call line. But anyway, I want you to consider this, too. Where is the temple of God on earth today? Or better yet, who is the temple of God today?
Our bodies.
We are. Yeah, the church is, okay? In the last days, Antichrist sets up his throne in the temple of God. Guess what's happening to most churches today? Aren't the churches an abomination before God today?
Yeah, that's true. It has a dual application. I think they're going to do something on that temple mount, though, too, before it's all said and done.
We'll soon find out. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks very much, Bruce. Good call and good points. Let's go now to Nebraska and talk to Jake. Let's talk to Jake. Jake, welcome. Come on in.
Yes, hi. Some people have the replacement theology viewpoint where the church is replacing Israel and there's no chosen race today, but I don't think that's the correct view. I think there still is. I think God still does have a chosen group of people called Israel, and I'll just go on to the next point, if that's okay. The Jews have a lot of power in this country. Like, for example, the Secretary of State is a Jew. His name is Anthony Blinken, and started the Federal Reserve, so that gives them a lot of power. And I have a theory about Esau, why God loved Jacob but hated Esau, because Esau married some women that were outside of the
tribes. Yes, but the Bible says he hated Esau from birth while he's still in the womb.
Right.
So I really don't know if that was the reason or not. But nonetheless, that's what it says. And I can't change the fact. Yeah, it's what it says.
You think it might be that Esau married some women outside of his race?
But that was after he's born. God hated him from the womb before he had a chance to be married.
Well, God knew what he was going to do before.
Well, that's true too. But that's a good point. But I don't know that. I mean, I really don't know that. I just can't say. But yeah,
I don't know either. Yeah. But anyway, the Edomites were descended from Esau, so they were not Israelites because Esau married those other women that he wasn't supposed to. So there was Esau. Jacob was Israel, and Esau was not Israel.
Yeah, Jacob was Was the, yeah, you're right. He was the, he's told it, the helper of God. Very good point, Jake, and I appreciate the call. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'll say this, too. Is Blinken a Jew or a Zionist? Please, folks, separate the two. Is Blinken a Jew or a Zionist? Is he a Jew or a Zionist? I mean, it's got to be one or the other. A true Jew follows the Torah. A Zionist follows the Talmud. So you figure out which is which. Is he doing things to glorify God in the sense of even the Old Testament? The Old Testament, the Torah talks about God and the Ten Commandments. It does. But the Talmud does away with that. So is Blinken a Jew? Were the ones who set up the Federal Reserve Zoo Jews or Zionists? I submit they were Zionists. I don't think they were true Jews at all. They're not Semites. I believe that to be very true. So these are facts, folks, I laid out tonight for you. I may not have all the answers, but I'll give you enough tonight to start off on your own. The answers are out there if you're willing to look for them. The truth is out there. You have to ask your Father to show it to you. He said he told us in his word he would give us wisdom if we'd ask for it. But be careful if you ask for it. With wisdom comes sorrow. With knowledge comes grief. Because the more you know the truth, the more it breaks your heart that others can't see the truth. The more it makes your heart that you tell the truth and others hate you for it. But that's okay. Don't look to Pastor Butch Paul to be the end-all of everything. I am not even close. But what I've shared with you tonight, folks, is biblical truth and historical truth. In the few books I've written, and I like that, and I'll plug my book, the last one I did, the three volumes all in one. If you haven't got a copy of it, you're missing some good stuff. Not because I wrote it, but because it's biblically and historically fact. If you want to grow in Christ, you got to have the word and truth. If you have family members that want that book, I suggest you get it. Their soul may depend on it. Not because it's, I'm not calling it the Bible. I'm saying the explanation of the word of God. That's what I do as a pastor. That book could change somebody's minds, maybe save a soul. Because it's written on a simple level like I talk. I'm a hillbilly. I don't know a lot of big words. It's available if you want it for gifts for anybody, for birthdays, whatever you want to do with it. If you do Christmas, what a great Christmas gift. Am I plugging my book? Yes, I am, because I think it's important. Because it's God's word in history, put in simple language that anyone can understand. But don't you think that I know everything, because I certainly don't. But what I can tell you and prove to you, I will if I can, because I love you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.